Blog Talk Radio.
All right, anyone else? All right.
thank you so much, all you who gave the scripture, and thank you for that wonderful prayer by Dr. Freddie Mae Cummins. Amen. God is so good, and we thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus. And God. God bless all of you today. I want to revisit this message that I preached the other day and give you the points on it. Amen. Time. It's this message called time. And the Lord is certainly blessing us in this time, in this day and time. And we certainly thank him and appreciate everything that he's doing and that he has done for us. Amen. I want to say that we know that time is very, very important. And the Bible says that God is on a different time, you might say, because 1,000 years is but one day to God. Yeah, 1,000 years is but one day to God. Maybe this is why some people think he takes so long, but he doesn't. His timing is just a little different. 1,000 years is but 24 hours to God, 24 hours. Yeah. And half of that, 500 years, is like to God, it's like 12 hours to God. 250 years, one-fourth of a day, is like 6 hours to God. Yeah, 125 years to us, that's what I'm talking about. 125 years to us, it's like God takes 3 hours. It's like 3 hours to him. 42 years to us, if God moves in 42 years to us, it's like God moved in 1 hour to God. 21 years to us, if we pray and God moves within 21 years, just like God to him, it's like he moved in 30 minutes. 30 minutes to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Let me take it on down a little more. 10 years to us, if we pray and God does it within 10 years, it's like 15 minutes to God. 5 years, we pray and God moves and does it within 5 years. It's like he moved in 7 minutes to him. 2.5 years, we pray, God tells us something, and it happens within 2.5 years. It's like God really moved to him in 3.5 minutes, because 1,000 years is but a day to him. If we pray and it happens in 1 year, it's like God moved to him in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. We pray and God moves within 6 months. That means, actually, to God, he moved in less than a minute. What about if we pray and God moves and God does it within 3 months of our time? That's like, to God, it's like a half a minute of his time. Because 1,000 years has been a day to him. If we pray and our prayers are answered within 1 month to us, 1 month to us, it's like God moved in 9 seconds to him. We pray and it happens within 5 days. Oh, my God. Not 5 days. I meant to say 15 days. Yeah, my eyes are adjusting. 15 days, like a half a month. That's like God moves to him in 4.5 seconds. Amen. We pray and God moves within 7 days. That means to him he moves within 2.2 seconds. 2.2 seconds to God. And then If we pray and our prayers are answered within 3 days, that's like God moves in less than 1 second. And you think he's a slow God? No. He did it within a second if it happens in 3 days. Yeah. So every one of y'all who sing that song, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's mindful of his children. But you got to realize our timing is different from God's timing. Yeah. If he moves in 3 days, he moves in less than a second of time. Amen. So he's not slow as ye suppose. But this is that the prophet Joel spoke about. God himself is able to do all these things, everything but fail. But that's why he gave me that message, give the anointing time to work. Maybe I need to revisit that, and I will give the anointing time to work. But today I just want to show you that timing is extremely important, and we find out, as I told you again on Monday, that God is on it. He really is. But you got to realize that his timing is totally different from our timing. In the book of Genesis, even before I go back to our lesson that we're on time, this is a part of it right here. But in the book of Genesis, when it says that God created all these things, and it was the first day. Amen. You got to realize, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he created the light, and he created the day and called it the first day. When he says the first day, see, today, a day to God is like 1,000 years. So when it says the first day, you're talking about the first 1,000 years. God created all these things. His timing is different than ours. And then when he created the firmament and all these other things, and he called it the second day. Yeah. You got to realize that his timing is different. Amen. Meaning that I'm hearing y'all. Can you mute your line? Amen. That means that after 2,000 years, all these things were done. Amen. And he created so many other things on the third day and the fourth day and the fifth day and the sixth day, how he created man and woman and took man and put him to sleep and took woman from his side. Amen. I heard Dr. Rodney Richardson refer to that the other day. Yeah, he took woman from the side of man, not from the back of man, not from the front of man, but from the side of man. And I keep referring to this. I hope y'all get this. Amen. Notice that in Genesis, when he created man, he breathed into his mouth. No, he didn't breathe into his mouth. He breathed into his ear. No, he didn't breathe into his ear. The Bible says that he breathed into his nostrils, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. When he breathed into his nostrils, well, he could have breathed into his mouth, but he didn't choose to do that. I believe that he chose not to do that because man is always getting everything twisted. If God had put his mouth on man and breathed into his mouth, some of these crazy folk would have got the impression and put it out, a lie out on God, and said that he was having intimacy with a man. And God was trying to show all of us that I'm not in any way giving any inclination that it's all right for man to put his mouth on another man's mouth in intimacy. Amen. He wanted to make that very clear. So he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Amen. And man became a living soul. All these folk who were trying to say it's all right for a woman to kiss a woman in intimacy and a man to kiss a man in intimacy, that's not what God was implying. No, no. That's not what he meant. When he said we ought to greet each other with a holy kiss, in that day, he didn't mean with intimate kisses. Amen. I never forget in the old church, this woman was complaining because they really had in the old church greeting each other with a holy kiss, and this woman full of the devil. Amen. She was waiting on this woman to greet her with the holy kiss, and when she kissed her, this woman rammed her tongue down her mouth. Amen. The devil is a liar. He always is trying all kinds of things to sift us as wheat, sift the saints of God as wheat. But listen, God is about timing now. He says that he's going to shorten the time in these last days and last time. He's shortening the time that we can be saved, because he says even if he didn't shorten the time, even the very elect would be lost. We certainly don't want that to happen in the name of Jesus. We want God's people, the very elect, not to be lost, but to be saved in the name of Jesus. God bless you. When I begin to expound this message, the Spirit of the Lord said to me, son, this message is not only to you, not only to First Fruits, but this message is to me. He said, I'm mindful more than ever that I need to shorten the time, because I don't want the very elect to be lost. And there's a time for everything. He said it through Ecclesiastes and through Solomon. There's a time to reap. There's a time to sow. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. Amen. And so many times that he mentions in Ecclesiastes. But then he says, this message on time, I'm preaching to myself through you. I'm speaking to me, preaching to me. He says, because I'm no longer taking a long time to do nothing. Amen. I'm not taking a long time to do nothing. And he proved it to me the other day, because I had been praying for something for how many years. I had been praying for something for 14, maybe 15, 16, 17 years. And after God preached this message, he started right away letting my prayer come to pass. He said, I'm not taking long to do nothing. Amen. And so that's good news to us who love the Lord. That means that he's going to do his promises to you in record time. Record time. Record time. He may speak it today, and he may let it happen within a few days to us. 3 days is about 1 second to God. He said, I'm not taking long to do nothing. So look for him to do stuff in record time. All your heart's desires, he can do them in record time. Just have faith to believe him. Don't let the enemy sift your faith as wheat. No, hold on to your faith. That's why I got all of y'all helping me say, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Let's say it for a moment. Lord, we believe you. I believe I believe you, Lord. Come on.
Lord, I believe you. I believe you, Lord.
Thank you. Let me tell you why I'm laughing. I'm laughing at the devil. Amen, because he hates to hear us say that. We believe you, Lord, I believe you. See, faith pleases God. Yeah, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he knows faith pleases God. And the devil knows the word better than most people know the word. So he remembers how, in the 9th chapter, I believe, of Mark, how the two blind men came to Jesus, and they cried, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus asked them, "What do you desire of me?" And they said, "Lord, that we might receive our sight." He knew already. He just set this thing up so we can get it, and it can be recorded right. Amen. And then he asked them, "Do you believe?" See, the devil knows all that. And they said, "Yeah, God, you know we believe." And then Jesus laid hands on them, on both of them, and they received their sight. See, faith, believing God, will move God to do a miracle for you. That's why he hates to hear us say, "I believe you, Lord," or "We believe you, Lord." He hates to hear that because he knows that it's going to believe, it's going, and he knows it's going to move God. Amen, to do something for us. Come on, let's take a few more minutes, maybe a few more seconds, and tell him again, "We believe you, Lord. I believe you. We believe you, Lord. I'm talking about what bothers the devil is when we start saying the blood of Jesus. Oh, he can't stand it because he knows he didn't defeat Jesus on the cross. He got it twisted. He thought when Jesus gave up the ghost is that the devil thought that Jesus was saying, "I give up to you, devil." No, he was just controlling death, hell, and the grave. Yeah, so he gave up the ghost of his own fruition. Amen. He gave up the ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we give up the ghost. My mother Edmie Johnson, she was sick. She was not sick. She was afflicted. She was afflicted unto death. And at a certain time in her life, she just released herself unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. She released herself unto God. And God took her. The one who's over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. He's the one who took her. Amen. Thank God. We've had some people who love the Lord that much too. Well, prove it to me, doctor, this ain't crazy thinking. Well, just who was that who walked with God? So Enoch. Yeah, walk with God. So he was translated unto God. In other words, he simply walked out of this world into the arms of God. God is the one who had dominion over death, hell, and the grave. And he was translated. He did not die. Amen. He gave up, you might say, through the power of God. He gave up the ghost. Amen. He was translated. Amen. So let me get back to this thing where God says the time is winding up. time is fleeting in the name of Jesus. It's fleeting everywhere. And let me tell you, there are three points to that message. Time is fleeting. And we need to be concerned about time and stop wasting time. We're wasting time in many areas of our life, but the main three areas that hit people on this earth where they're wasting time is they're wasting time to be saved. Amen. God said he would above all things that he wants all of us to be saved. Amen. And not be lost. And see, if you got some affliction in your body, like some of us, don't worry about it if you're saved, because there's a tree up there. When you see Jesus, there's a tree for the healing of the nation. Yeah, I believe Mother Johnson got where Jesus is and saw the tree, and he permitted her to take either some fruit off the tree or take a leaf off the tree and put it on her bad hip. And I believe she didn't have to hobble no more. She can walk. She was healed instantly because there's a tree up there for the healing of the nation. So if you have an affliction, just make sure your life is right, that you're saved, that you've given your heart to Jesus, that he lives inside of you. Because if you are translated or if you leave this world, God takes you home. You got an assurance there's a tree up there where he is for the healing of the nation. And you can be healed in heaven. Amen. But you can't be healed. You can't go to heaven. Let me get that right. It's early, y'all. Help me out. You can't go to heaven if you don't have your life right. Amen. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ. And I'm cross-referencing this in my mind. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that Christ raised him from, that Christ was raised from the dead, that God raised Christ from the dead. It's early. Come on. Bear with me just a while. That God raised Christ from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Amen. I know when I was growing up, they had some peculiar ways, but they got the job done. Amen. And receiving the Holy Ghost. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But I'm still on this being saved. You got to give your heart to Jesus. Let him come in your life and take over. Amen. So stop wasting time. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, stop wasting time. The enemy is very shrewd in trying to make people waste time on being saved. They'll be sitting in church and the preacher will preach a study message and a rhema word from God. And he'll be giving the altar appeal, the invitation, and asking people to come to Christ. And just when they get ready to come to Christ, the devil makes them waste time because he'll holler in their ear, wait, 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 don't you go down there. Don't you get saved. No, wait, wait. That's his famous saying, wait, wait, wait. But don't wait. Man, stop wasting time, because he's hollering wait because he knows that you might sift out of his hands. And he set you up to just stay in his hands and to be lost with him. But don't you wait, amen. Don't waste time. Time is fleeting. He wants you to be lost, but you come to him right away in the name of Jesus. That's where we are wasting time. That's where we are missing it, amen. We're waiting to be saved. Go on, give your heart to Jesus. The devil doesn't want you to get saved because he's scared you might become, not might, but you will become prosperous. And he doesn't want God's people to become prosperous. Look at how he has the men, and we have a shortage of men everywhere. But the men that who are not saved, Look how he has them. He has them using their money for frivolous things. Instead of buying babies their diapers, if they have, you know, if you got a baby mama, or maybe one, two, some of them have four, five, six baby mamas. But instead of buying milk for the baby, they're out there smoking, buying a pack of cigarettes every day. You know how much a pack of cigarettes costs now? Jesus have mercy. And don't let them get a carton. Jesus have mercy. That's the baby's diapers, the baby's clothes, the baby's milk and everything. Foolish. And see, if they get saved, they'll stop all that foolishness. They'll stop buying a pack of cigarettes or a carton of cigarettes every week and all that kind of stuff. They'll stop buying Johnny Walker Red and Mad Dog 2020. Yeah, they'll stop all that kind of crazy mess. And instead of spending their money for that crazy stuff, they'll start using their money right, which will bring on prosperity. Yeah, they'll be paying their bills and everything else. Meanwhile, they ain't got no credit, they don't pay their bills. Amen. They'll stop making all those bills if they get credit, yeah. So the enemy doesn't want them to get saved because they'll be on the right foot, not on the left foot. They'll be on the good foot. That's why he doesn't want them to get saved, because it will dawn on them, you stupid, buying all this mess, drugs and everything else, when you should be taking care of your family. They'll become prosperous. After a while, maybe after a certain amount of time, months and years, maybe they'll be able to buy a nice home, be able to put a roof over the family's head. And see, the devil doesn't want stuff like that. He wants everybody to be a loser and to look like losers. That's why he doesn't want them to be saved, because he knows that they'll look like they're prosperous. And see, people follow prosperous-looking people. In other words, they follow winners instead of losers. They don't want to follow no losers. They follow winners. So stop wasting time and not accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then when you get saved, the second thing we're wasting time on is getting the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Some people have been saved for 20, 30, 40 years and never received the Holy Ghost. Now let me help you just a little bit on this. Some of y'all say, well, now I did receive the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is God's Spirit. And you're right. It is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you're talking about two different things. Maybe I need to put one word in there that will distinguish what I'm talking about. You have never received the baptism, the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you came and gave your heart to Jesus, and yes, the Spirit of God is Jesus. Yeah, they're synonymous. That's the Holy Ghost, synonymous with Jesus, and Jesus synonymous with God. Oh, look over there in 1 John 5 and 7. It tells you that three of them that agree on the earth. No, three agree in heaven. Excuse me, it's early. They agree in heaven. What are they? The Father, the Word, which is Jesus, and thirdly, the Holy Ghost. That's why when the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, then will I hear from heaven. Because they all three agree. Jesus has to agree with the Father. The Father has to agree with the Son. And the Holy Ghost has to agree with the Father and the Son. And they all three agree, and they're all one. Amen. So I'm talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you get the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And see, one of the reasons why some people find it so hard or so difficult to live saved is because they don't have the Holy Ghost. They never took time to receive the Holy Ghost. But they were taught that when you get saved, that's it. There's nothing else you need. You saved. You got the Spirit of God. You saved. And so they went on, and they never took time to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a great deal of difference in receiving the initial beginning of the Holy Ghost and the fullness of the Holy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, the Holy Ghost doesn't come to save you. You have to accept Jesus with you, confess him with your mouth and believe him in your heart, and thou shalt be saved. Now, you get saved. But it comes because you are saved. Amen. And because you are saved, you have a right then to ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Let me say this while I got it on my mind. I used to have be able to wait a little while, but now I got to get it out right away. I'm 73 now, and so you got to get it. You got to get it when it comes. Amen. I almost lost it then. I'm telling you all that. What I'm trying to say, tremendously, and make them back. Amen. Right.
We got to get now. We got to get saved now and get the filled with the Holy Ghost, the baptism.
Yes, ma'am. Now let me get this, Father, on my mind. It's kind of like on a job. When you get a job, you come in on ground level. Yeah, you get ground level on the job. But the reason why you get a promotion is that you learn portions of the job where you can be promoted to another level. And some people be promoted to supervisor and manager and all those other things. And then when they stay long enough, many times they even become vice president. Dr. Cullen's got a son who's vice president of the company, and he was promoted. And so what I'm trying to tell you is how can you believe and see it with your own eyes in this world that when people on a job, they get promoted and they go up to different levels? And how can you not believe that God, who created all that and gave them the thoughts to do that, would not have another level for you when you come to Jesus? There is another level. Move up to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you, you only receive the baptism one time, but you can be renewed many times. Amen. You can be, the renewal many times. Amen. And let me tell you something. When you get renewed in the Holy Ghost, it is so phenomenal, so phenomenal. Some people come to church, and some people get renewed, even sitting there in their car or at lunch when they meet the circumstances and get their life right with the Lord, they can be renewed. I guess I'm talking about how you can receive the baptism. Mother Johnson taught it. She said, once you get right with God, get all that mess out of your heart, jealous of this one, jealous of that one, lying on this one, lying on that one, sleeping with this one, sleeping with that one, all that mess out of your heart, how you got another God that you're worshiping. Yeah, worshiping baseball players, worshiping basketball players, worshiping football players, all those things that you, now all that mess, all those habits, smoking this, on drugs here. You say, I ain't no harm, I'm taking a little marijuana. And you got to get all that mess. How can the Holy Ghost see? The Bible tells you that the body is the temple. What is that? I think 1 Corinthians 6:19. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In other words, how the Holy Ghost gonna live inside you and you got smoke everywhere? How the Holy Ghost? See, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ, how and the Spirit of God, they all three in one. How the Holy Ghost gonna live inside of you and you already got all kind of spirits up inside of you? Yeah, Johnny Walker Red, Mad Dog 2020, all them. How's he going to live up in there? Ain't no room for him. he likes a clean house. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He lives inside your body, inside of you. Clean up your house if you want the Holy Ghost. You've been saved 20 years. Maybe you haven't cleaned up your temple. And then ask him for the Holy Ghost. Mother Turpentine here in Kansas City would teach. Mother Johnson would refer to her. She said, Mother Turpentine taught that when you clean up your temple, get it all right with God, you couldn't keep the Holy Ghost out of you with full Coke 45. You can be out in your clothes and the Holy Ghost will come upon you. You can be at church. And one thing, I don't make fun like some people make fun of the old saints, how they used to, one would get on one side and say, tell the Lord, give up to him, give up to him. Another side, on the side, loose, hold on. And some folk get confused because they didn't know what they were trying to tell them. Yeah, they were telling them, give up all that mess in your life. Get straight so you can get the Holy Ghost. Yeah, give it up, give up. And then the other one holler, hold on, because they could see that the fringes of the Spirit of God was falling on somebody. Amen. They could see, they could look at people and tell when they were about to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They did all that to get your mind right. That's why they wrote the song, Get Your Mind on Jesus. We're going to have a time. Because they were just trying to get you to get your mind on Jesus. How can you really receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost if you don't get your mind right? You got to get your mind on him. See, stop wasting time in receiving the Holy Ghost. It's time for you to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, I've told you two times. Number one, don't waste time on getting saved. Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. Psalms, I believe, I think it's 95. Amen. Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. And then, secondly, you want to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Stop wasting time. Get the Holy Ghost. Get your mind, get your heart, get your body right. Stop all those habits. And give your heart to Jesus. Get saved and then ask him for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When can you receive it? As soon as you get saved. When you get your heart right and give it to Jesus, you can get the Holy Ghost. Just ask him for it. I never forget people will walk down the street in the old church and they see a saint coming and know they had the Holy Ghost. Know they had the Holy Ghost.
Good morning, Kavan.
Amen. God bless you. Can you mute your line? We hear you talking. Amen. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. How could you let what you're doing overcome what we're doing? Amen. We talk about the Holy Ghost. They see folk coming with the Holy Ghost and cross across the street because they're scared the Holy Ghost might jump on them. Let me tell you, the Holy Ghost ain't going to jump on you from somebody else. No. You got to even want him more than you want anything in the world before he'll come in your life. Want the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've seen people get slain in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, my God. Start speaking in tongues. Can't hardly stand up. They're staggering. Amen. Can't even stand up. People have to help them stand. Amen. They're not out of church. They still speak in tongues. I've seen them take them to the car, lay them in the back seat of the car. They're still out speaking in tongues. That's how the Holy Ghost can fill you up like that. Amen. God bless you. And don't be so caught up with and so against tongues. We got denominations who believe that if you speak in tongues, that you're full of the demons. You're full of a demon something. All I got to tell them is, how can you say that if you speak yourself? Perhaps you're not speaking in tongues, but you speak. And I think the secret to that is that God, or the rhythm, the Holy Ghost is a person of the Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the third person of the Godhead. And just like you a person, you got personality, you can blink your eyes, the Holy Ghost can blink his eyes. He got eyes. He sees everything. Just like you can hear everything, he can hear everything. And just like you can say words like I'm talking right now, the Holy Ghost can talk and speak this language that I'm speaking right now. He's speaking through me. The Holy Ghost is real. He's speaking through me. All these things I've been telling you this morning, I've been getting them from the Holy Ghost. He speaks just like I speak. But see, he'll take over your body if you will let him. The reason why you ain't never spoke before, you ain't never let the Holy Ghost speak to you. He will speak. But not only can he speak this language, but he can speak every language because he created every language. God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, three in one, they created every language. They can speak Swahili. They can speak African language. They can speak Indian language. They can speak Haitian language, all of them. They speak them all. And see, the reason why you have trouble in believing that is because you don't believe that the Holy Ghost is the third person of the, amen, of the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity. And just like you see, some of y'all still causing a lot of friction. I guess what I'm saying bothers you. Because you ain't got the Holy Ghost, so it's bothering you. Amen. But just like you from North Carolina and got a North Carolina twain, or you from Texas and got a Texas twain, amen. One of the reasons why you can't understand these tongues and people speaking in tongues, because you see, the Holy Ghost is not speaking like you. Can you meet your line, darling? Can you meet your line? The Holy Ghost is not speaking to you who's doing all that. Yeah, that, right there, meet your line. Meet your line. You ain't crazy. Don't make me think you're crazy. You've got enough sense to do all that. How come you can't have enough sense to meet your line? Amen. The Holy Ghost, he can speak just like you can speak in the name of Jesus. Meet your line. He can speak just like you can speak. And the reason why he doesn't speak like you all the time, it's because he's not from your state. He's not from Georgia. He's not from Alabama. He's not from Texas. He's from heaven. So he's got a heavenly language. Do you understand? He's got a heavenly language. He's got his own language. He can speak any language. And any language, if you let him speak to you, he will speak. But the reason why he hadn't spoken is because you hold your mouth, hold your tongue. You don't hold your mind. You don't even believe he can speak in tongues. He can. He'll speak to you if you let him. Amen, if you let him. Amen. Thank God for all of you. I got to go. I know I'm over time just a little bit here. But those three things, stop wasting time on getting saved. Stop wasting time on receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And as I go here this morning, stop wasting time on giving God praise. Stop wasting time on trying to bring friction and all kind of distractions online. You're just wasting time. That's wasting time. You don't have time to do that. Jesus is on his way back, and you're doing all that kind of foolishness. Stop it. All that kind of foolishness is crazy. You must be losing your mind. Amen. Jesus is on his way back, and you up here trying to bring friction on the line. Something wrong with your mind. Amen. Amen. The third thing, don't waste time on giving God glory. Amen. And praising him. Let's go off this morning, those people who've already got the message and you're giving God praise. Let's go off on praising God. Amen. Come on, help me praise him for about 30 seconds. Come on, help me praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Thank you,
come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't
you,
waste
Jesus.
Time on giving
thank
praise.
You,
praise
thank
it now.
You,
thank you for your good Lord. Thank you for your
Jesus.
Thank you for your joy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for the peace.
Thank you
for my heart beating. Thank you for my mind.
Thank
you for my ears hearing. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to stand. And thank you for the ability to walk. Thank you for everything you're doing, Lord.
Thank
you in the name of
Jesus.
If we leave this morning, I want to make some proclamations over you. Get ready, Dr.
Dr. Cullors, I want you to give our scripture reading, but I want to make these proclamations over you right now. Come on. You are more than a conqueror. Say,
I receive it.
You can do all things through Christ.
I receive it.
God is blessing you to become debt-free.
I receive it.
God is giving you great credit.
I receive it.
God is taking you up in life. I receive it. God is making you greater in life.
I receive it.
God is comforting you on every side. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
God is giving you the blessings of the spirit of darkness, and he's going to let it come. He's going to let the treasures of darkness come to you. Say, I receive it. And hidden riches in secret places are coming to you. Say,
I receive it.
God is blessing you and sending all kind of miracle blessings your way. Say,
I receive it.
God is blessing you with great health and great strength. Say,
I receive it.
God is fixing the things that are broken in your life. Say,
I receive it.
God is going to take you from A all the way to Z in the name of Jesus. Come on, say,
I receive it.
Make a way out of no way for you. Say,
I receive it.
We receive it, Lord. He's taking you up. Say, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Give us our scripture reading in the name of Jesus. Thank God.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Luke. And today we're reading chapters 4 and 5 is your reading assignment. 4 and 5.
4 and 5. God bless all of you. Amen. Luke chapter 4 and 5. Good reading. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Do we have the all-night shut-in announcement? Dr. Fryer, are you still there? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me tell you, it's on the 27th of this month. The 27th at 9 p.m. Central Time. We're going to do a lot of things that night. We're going to hold on to things God gave us. We're going to thank God 1,000 times. Not only that, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus. And not only that, we're going to tell the Lord we believe him many, many, many times. And then we're going to have a lot of preaching, a lot of prayers, a lot of singing. Amen. We just going to serenade the Lord. You know, this is Pastor's month. Pastor's month. Amen. Our pastor is God. Amen. And we're going to celebrate him and show him how much we appreciate him. Thank you for yesterday, as many of you on this prayer line celebrated me and Lady Benny, your leaders on this prayer line. But let me tell you something. On the 27th, which is next Wednesday, we're going to give our pastor an appreciation like never before as we celebrate him on this prayer line all night long. He deserves to be praised. He deserves to be adored. Thank God in the name of Jesus. We're going to do kind of like those three disciples, bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh in our own way. We're going to bring our gold, our frankincense, and our myrrh with prayers. The greatest gift basically we can give to him is give ourselves, amen, give prayers unto him, give testimonies unto him, tell him how we love him, tell him how we appreciate him, and give messages that we brought about what he said, and believe him, tell him that we believe him. God's faith in the Lord, we're going to believe him, amen. Every vision that he's given, we believe him. Everything he said, we believe him. We're going to celebrate the Lord on next Wednesday night, the 27th, in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. We've had a great day today. Come on, Dr. Hagan, tell them if they want to give. Amen. We're in the midst of doing a lot of things, and we certainly could use a gift. Amen. I'm not going to hinder them from giving because that's their future they're sowing into. You sow into your future and see one come back in a great, great harvest. Amen. I'm not just talking. Whenever I'm saying stuff, I believe it with all my heart. It's going to come back to you in a great, great, great harvest. Amen. So trust the Lord through me. Trust the Lord through me. He's speaking to me. You're sowing it real future, and it's going to come back in a great, great, great harvest. Are you there, Dr. Hagen?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
In your hands. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Yes, we have three ways that you can sow on today, and I want to give you information for each. First we have is a Cash App. Here's the information for the Cash App. $7777VJ. V as in Victor, remember. Very important. I want to repeat it once again. The information for the Cash App is the $7777VJ. Thank you so much. The second way that you can give is Walmart to Walmart. Here's the information for Walmart to Walmart. Thank you so much. The code name is Bernard Johnson. The code state is Kansas. The zip code is 66225. You want to always pay attention to the name because it's very, very important. You're going to spell it with the V as in Victor, not B as in boy, but V as in Victor. Okay, that's very important. Thank you so much. After you've completed your transaction, you want to call or text. Preferably that you would text, but if you're unable to text, then please call this number. The number to share, to give the reference number, is 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. Give me a minute. Come as though someone is struggling with their phone. If everybody just check their phone and be sure that it's muted, I certainly would appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. And the third way to give is simply this. You can put it in the mail. That mailing address is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, 66225. All right? I will repeat that mailing address. The mailing address, once again, is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. We want to thank all of you. May God ever bless you. Thank you, Chief, for such a powerful message. Revisiting our time. Thank you. We've all enjoyed. Back to you, sir.
God bless you, Dr. Hagen. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And let me say this because the Holy Ghost is leading me. Anybody who's given a very, very large gift, like $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, $1 million, and you want to write it off, yeah, you can give it to our church, Amazing Grace International, Amazing Grace International. And you can find it on the Cash App, amen. Amazing Grace Kansas, K-A-N-S-A-N, Kansas is what I'm saying. And you'll see Chief Ambassador there, too. You're not giving it to me. You're giving it to the church, Amazing Grace. And we'll offer you a write-off. We'll send you a receipt for it and everything else. Amen. If you have Amazing Grace, Kansas. Amen. You'll see a white dove with, I think, a green leaf in its mouth. And then you'll see Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, meaning I'm the pastor. But doesn't mean that you're giving it to me. You're giving it to the church, a 501c3. And we'll send you a receipt for it from our church, Amazing Grace Kansas. God bless you. We've had a great, great day. Now, that person who needs, you're searching for attention. Yeah. Even you got attention deficit. But whatever you want to do now, you can get off the line and go outside and just run out and all down the block screaming and hollering. Maybe they'll put you where you need to go, too. Amen. I'm going to let you do that. May the Lord watch everybody. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent one from another. Come on, y'all.
While we're absent one from another.
And may the Lord bless you and your family real good.
Amen. May the Lord bless you and your family real good.
Yeah. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
God bless you. Thank God. Good morning
Thank
to
God.
You. Have a wonderful day. You are dismissed. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.